This is the VOA Special English Economics Report.
None of you move! Get on the floor!
Liberty City. Rooms. Books.
We got real problems.
Anyway, this is Liberty City. Young enough for life.
LCPD! Free! I said free!
A lot of marketers would kill for a product like Grand Theft Auto. GTA 4 is the newest in the popular series of violent video games. The Rockstar Games division of Take-Two Interactive Software in New York is responsible for Grand Theft Auto. Estimates suggest that Rockstar spent about $100 million developing the newest version. Take-Two said about 6 million copies were sold worldwide in the first week, with a value estimated at more than $500 million. The first week performance represented, it said, the largest launch in the history of interactive entertainment. Some players reported problems with the game. Rockstar released a software patch to deal with those problems. Grand Theft Auto started as a two-dimensional video game in 1997. It was moderately successful. But in 2001, Rockstar released the third version. This time, players felt like they were inside the game. Three-dimensional graphics made it a hit. Together, the first three titles sold more than 70 million copies. Gamers say they like the realistic action and interesting storylines. Critics of violent video games, well, you can imagine how they feel. Grand Theft Auto takes place in Liberty City, a fantasy world of criminals, prostitutes, and guns. Players can rob, kill, drive wildly, and gain points in the process. The game is rated for players 17 years and older. The success of Take-Two has made the company a target for bigger players in the video game industry. Electronic Arts, the industry leader, has offered to buy Take-Two for $2 billion. Take-Two has rejected the offer. It says it is worth more than that. The Entertainment Software Association says $9.5 billion worth of video games were sold in the United States last year. Electronic Arts just reported that its sales were up 19% in the last year to more than $3.5 billion. Still, EA says it had a loss of $454 million compared to a profit of $76 million the year before. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. Archives are online at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.